Okay, and not sixth. You might say if somebody else, well, he's still sleeping, you better go.
And awake him.
Okay. What about, let's say, the verb take. Yesterday you
took.
You have.
Taken.
Okay. How do you describe somebody who can't hear well? You say he's getting a little...
A lot of hearing.
Okay, and maybe if it's worse than that, if he just can't hear at all, he's stone.
Deaf.
Okay. What about if you're working out in the hot sun during the summer, you're going to begin to do what after a while?
Prescribe.
Okay. What would be the past tense of that? He...
Prescribe.
Okay. What about the word sweat? Would you ever use that rather than perspire?
Right.
Okay. What about the past tense of that? So he sure a lot.
He sure sweat a lot.
Okay. What do you call these places some people get on their skin? Their kind of red inflammation has a little white spot right in the middle. What do you call
pimple.
It? Is it a pimple? Okay. You ever heard that called a boil?
In the larger sense, when it gets beyond the little pimple stage, it becomes a boil with inflammation in it.
Okay. What about when a boil opens? What do you call that white stuff inside that drains out?
Pus. Mm-hmm.
And if let's say you've been stung by a bee, your hand gets bigger. You say it begins to do what?
Swell.
In the past tense of that, yesterday it.
Yesterday it what?
A bee stung me in my hand.
My hand swelled.
Okay. And you'd say that it really has not that much.
It has not swollen though.
Okay. What about if a person is chopping some wood and he's not accustomed to using an axe, he might raise a blister on his hand. What do you call that fluid inside a blister? Or what have you heard it called?
You know, I don't recall.
You ever heard people call it just water?
No, just water, that's all.
Okay. What about if somebody got shot or stabbed, let's say in the leg, you need to take him to a doctor to take care of the place?
The wound?
The wound, okay. And what if the wound doesn't heal cleanly? A type of white substance might form around the edge, and it might have to be cut or burned out. What kind of flesh do you call that?
The flesh that's burned up?
Yeah, the stuff that forms around the wound, like I said, if it does not heal cleanly.
Well, you have possible inflammation form again.
Have you ever heard that called proud flesh? Okay. What if you get a little cut on your finger, you might go to the medicine cabinet and get some sort of liquid to put on it to prevent infection?
Uh-huh.
What would you call that liquid?
Iodine, if you recall.
And this bitter powder that's taken for malaria, is that called?
And a bit of what?
Bitter powder.
Oh, why not?
Okay. You might say that the doctor has a patient who is very ill. He did everything that he could to save him, but regardless of that, the patient still...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Any joking terms you ever heard the person refer to in somebody's dying as, instead of he died, he
croaked. What happened? Gone to another world?
Kicked the bucket?
Kicked the bucket.
Cashed in his chips?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. You might say again, well, he's been dead a week now, but nobody's yet figured out what he
had.